Well, good morning to you all, brothers and sisters. I know I speak for all of the elders and all of our church family when I say I very, very much miss you, and I very much desire to be with you, and I look forward to being with you again as soon as we possibly can. It is a strange time that we're in right now. And during that time, we pray that you're safe, we pray that you're strong, and we pray that we can be back together again as soon as possible. It is true that times of trial test us, that they show what we're really made of. And it's important that we show that we can stand strong during this test. And it's my hope that our lesson this morning will prove helpful in keeping you strong as you endure this test, as we endure this test together. Do you have your Bible? Take your Bible, hold it up for me. Turn to 3 John. Third John, if you're working backward in your New Testament, that is Revelation, Jude, and then 3 John, right there at the very end of your New Testament. We're going to read there in just 1 second. 3 John, starting in verse 1. There the apostle writes this to us. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. For I was very glad when the brethren came and testified to your truth, that is, how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. You know, at this time, we're dealing with a global pandemic. And for that reason, much of the messaging that you're going to hear on the radio, that you're going to see on the news, that you're going to see come up during the programming that you're binging right now is about good personal hygiene, right? That's what we're promoting right now, good personal hygiene. And that word hygiene is actually interesting. Oftentimes, we don't define it or understand it exactly as we ought to. The word hygiene comes from the Greek word hyges, which meant living well or living healthy. You see, the word hygiene isn't just about somebody who has bathed recently and smells good. It's about somebody who is living well, somebody who is living healthy. Keeping good hygiene means performing certain practices every single day that promote overall good physical health. And so keeping good hygiene means that you wash your hands every single day, multiple times a day. It means that you shower and you bathe every single day. It means that you should try to exercise every single day. It means you should get enough sleep every single night. It means you should brush your teeth and floss. And I know I got a couple of you on that one, right? My job as a preacher is to convince, rebuke, and exhort, right? We should do that every single day. And you should eat every single day and not just junk food, right? Those are things that keep good personal hygiene. It is living well. It is living healthy. Keeping good hygiene means we do things like that on a daily basis. And the truth is, when those things are done on a daily basis, they have a cumulative effect. They promote your overall physical health. You don't stay healthy because you do those things. You stay healthy because you do those things every single day. They are daily disciplines. And may I submit to you this morning that spiritual wellness operates in a similar way. In fact, I think that's what John shows us in the verses that we read at the beginning. His prayer in 3 John verses 1 through 3, 1 through 4, his prayer is that the saints would be in good physical health and in good spiritual health. And what we find within the pages of the New Testament is advice on keeping good spiritual hygiene. What we find when we read our New Testament is that there are daily disciplines, there are activities that we should engage in every single day. And if we do those things every single day, over and over and over and over and over again, they keep us healthy spiritually. They are things that don't help as much when we neglect them. They are things that don't help as much when we only do them when a problem comes up. They are things that don't help as much when we do them once every 2 months. They are things that help us, that keep us healthy spiritually if we do them over and over and over again, day in in, day out. And here's why I think this topic is especially important, especially on this Lord's Day in particular. Because right now, there are weekly activities in which we normally engage that are designed to boost our spiritual health. We have a lot of activities like that going on here at Temple Terrace. We have Thursday morning ladies classes. We have high school devotionals. We have college Bible studies all over the place. We have group meetings every Sunday morning. We usually assemble together on the Lord's Day to sing and pray and worship and take the Lord's Supper together. And during this present distress, those activities that are designed to strengthen us and encourage us and make us better, they've been taken away or dampened. And I realize that at this time, there are many people watching this live stream right now who have gathered in small groups and homes, and I think that's a good thing, but it's not the same. It's not the same as being together. And so given this present distress, those personal daily disciplines, those things that we do not just weekly, but day in and day out, are as important in our lives as they have ever been. It is my prayer that during this extraordinary time that you may prosper and that you may be in good health. But I also want to impress upon you this morning that that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen unless we are careful to engage, to practice these spiritual daily disciplines. And so what I want to do this morning is I want to give you four things that will keep you healthy spiritually if you do them day in and day out. Four things that God wants you to do every day that will keep you healthy spiritually. And the first thing I want to say is this. I want you to make sure that you stay spiritually healthy, and that means you need to make sure that you are praying every single day. And you probably know exactly what verse I'm going to go to for that, right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, where it says, pray without ceasing, right? We're told right there that we are to make prayer an ever-going, an ongoing activity, something we don't neglect, something we don't cease from, something we are doing all the time. We recently have discussed the model prayer of Jesus in Matthew 6 and verse 11, where he says this, give us this day our daily bread. And those words there give us the implication that prayer is a daily activity, right? Only ask for today's bread, because you can ask for tomorrow's bread tomorrow. And we know the admonition of Romans 12 and verse 12, that we are to rejoice in hope, persevere in tribulation. We are to be devoted to prayer. And that word devoted is wonderful. It means to give yourself over to something. Give yourself over to prayer. And of course, we have the great Old Testament witness of Daniel. We read about this in Daniel 6 and verse 10, that he continued kneeling on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously. Prayer was a daily activity for Daniel, and nothing that came into his life kept him from keeping that habit, kept him from that daily practice. Prayer is a daily exercise. That's what we see in our Bibles. And it's done daily because we need what it provides daily. Daily prayer keeps God in the front of my mind, and it keeps him in the center of my daily life. It reminds me that he's there. It reminds me that I'm his child. It reminds me that he expects something from me. It reminds me that this world is not my home. It reminds me that he is my strength. And I need those reminders every single day. Brothers and sisters, Christians must have the humility to accept that we can't be faithful to God without the help of God. Christians must have the humility to accept that we can't be faithful to God without the help of God. And what prayer does for us is simultaneously it makes us aware of that fact, and it gives us an avenue to do something about that fact. And so for the Christian, prayer is a personal daily discipline. And let's be honest about what that means. It means that some days I'm not going to want to do it. Don't you ever have those moments with some aspects of your personal physical hygiene, right? There are some days when you just don't want to do that thing that you do all the time that you know you need to do if you want to be healthy. There are some days you just don't want to do it, especially when it comes to something like exercise, right? There are some days when you just don't want to lift the weight. Some days when you just don't want to go for a run. Some days when you know it's good for you, but you just don't feel like it, but you do it anyway. Because you know when you practice that discipline daily, it makes you healthy. And that's the way it needs to be with prayer. That some days we're going to want to do it and some days we're not going to want to do it. But we need to make sure we do it every single day. Brothers and sisters, you need prayer right now. I need prayer right now so that I can stay strong in this time of trial. And so at this time, make sure that every single day you are carving out a piece of time beyond just the prayers before the food to make sure you are bowing in prayer to your Father in heaven to strengthen yourself, to keep yourself spiritually healthy. That's something God wants you to do every single day. And connected to that first daily discipline is this second one. If you want to stay spiritually healthy, you also need to make sure that you are giving thanks every single day. That takes us right back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where we read this, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We need to make sure we're praying every day. We need to make sure that we're giving thanks every day. And those admonitions are connected to each other because they are side by side, because they're found in the same verse, but also because prayer is a great time for me to give thanks to my Father in heaven. It gives me a great opportunity to verbalize my gratitude for everything that God has done for me and has given to me. God wants me to give thanks every single day. And we see that. We see that all over our Bible in all kinds of different places. That's Ephesians 5 and verse 20, where Paul writes this, that we are to always give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. And that's Colossians 3 and verse 17, where we read this, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. And that's also Colossians 2 verses 6 through 7, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. God wants his people to give thanks every day. It is a personal daily discipline. He wants us to overflow with gratitude. And that means, once again, that we do it when we don't feel like it. That we do it in the good times and the bad. We do it when we're frightened and when we're not frightened. We do it when we've been greatly blessed and when our blessings have been taken away. We do what Job did. In all circumstances, we sit down and we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. He has given, he has taken away. We give thanks for what God has given to us in all circumstances. And there's a good reason for that. And giving thanks makes you thankful. What's that song that we sing? Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. You know, that song speaks to an undeniable truth, actually a couple undeniable truths, that first of all, it is really easy to forget what the Lord hath done in our lives, isn't it? It's really easy to take for granted all the great and wonderful things that we enjoy every single day in our lives. It's easy to forget that. But it also teaches us that it's easy to remember that when we stop and we take a moment and we apply some effort in actually taking stock of what we've been given in this life. We remember what the Lord has done when we give thanks every day. And so it is good, it is absolutely necessary for us if we're going to stay spiritually healthy, especially in times like these, to make it our daily practice, to take stock of what we have and to verbally thank God for what he hath done. You know, faithful disciples are thankful disciples. And thankful disciples are those who habitually give thanks. You need to give thanks every day. And what you'll find when you do give thanks every day, you'll find that it has a cumulative effect. That it does us much good, not just when it's done every 2 months, but when it is done every single day. You'll notice that the benefits are so much more rewarding when they're done day in and day out than when they're just done every once in a while. It's like brushing your teeth. You do that every 2 months, brushing them once isn't going to do you much good. But if you do it every single day, it makes all the difference. Makes all the difference in the world. And so do this every day. Practice this spiritual daily discipline of giving thanks. It will make a huge difference in strengthening you spiritually, helping you be more faithful to God. Stop and give thanks today. Give thanks tomorrow and the day after that, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. And let me add to those two disciplines, let me add to that this third practice, that we need to make sure if we're going to stay spiritually strong that we study our Bible. We study our Bible every single day. And to make this point, we should consider what the Bible says about the noble-minded Berean Christians. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, where we're told this, Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. That's what the Bereans did. They studied the scriptures daily. They examined them with eagerness to see what they'd been told was true. And that's an example that we need to emulate in our daily lives. We need to make sure that we're studying God's message every single day. And that is always how God has wanted his people to treat his messages. All the way back in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6, Moses commands this to the children of Israel. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. It is something that God expects his people to consider all the time, every single day. It is a personal, daily, spiritual discipline that we need to engage in. And the reason for that is abundantly obvious. Because when we study the Word of God, it fills us up with the words that lead to eternal life. When we study the Word of God every single day, it chases away our ignorance. It chases away our sins. It helps us become experts in the desires of God. And what it does, what it really does, when we study the Word of God every single day, it provides us with what Peter tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. It provides us with all things pertaining to life and godliness. I love that verse. The Word of God gives us all things pertaining to life and godliness. Brothers and sisters, you want to know how to handle a global pandemic. Open the Word of God, because the information is in there. All the information you need to know about what it means to be a Christian, what God expects from you in this present distress with something like this going on, all you need to know is right here. All things pertaining to life and godliness, that includes a global pandemic. The information is in here. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how no matter what this world can conjure up, the Bible has already addressed the problem. You know, when the world throws a global pandemic at you, the Bible already has you covered. What are we told in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6? Be anxious for nothing. What are we told in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7? Cast all your anxiety upon him. What are we told in Matthew chapter 10? Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28? Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible has the information we need, even in this crazy, odd, unprecedented circumstance. And if you're reading your Bible every single day, and you have been reading every single day, then you don't need me to tell you that. You've seen that for yourself because you've been studying. And so if you want to stay healthy, if you want to stay well as a Christian, then you need to make sure you've got your Bible open. You need to make sure that you're studying the words of God. You're studying the information that pertains to all things when it comes to life and godliness. And we need to be thinking about that especially right now, considering the circumstance we are in. You know, most of you probably who are watching this stream are used to being able to come here and study and worship with us every single week. A lot of people who are watching this live stream right now are accustomed to having 2 to 3 hours of extremely intense Bible study every single week. And the question is, with all this extra free time you have on your hands, are you doing anything to replace that? Are you doing anything to add to that? Or are we letting this present distress get the best of us and we are neglecting this important daily discipline that is intended to keep us strong? If we want to stay healthy as a Christian, we need to make sure we're studying the Bible every single day. And allow me to mention this finally, that if we're going to stay spiritually healthy, we need to make sure that we do good. We do good to others every single day. You know, the Bible's message about good works and love shown to others is consistent and powerful. It's all over the place in your Bible. You get that in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, where we're told this: "So then while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." We read this in 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 and 18. "Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches." Isn't that true right now? "But on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share." I love the language of that verse, that the rich in this present age, which let's be honest, that's all of us right now. The rich in this present age are to be rich in good works. That means you don't just have a bunch of money in your bank account. You have a bunch of good works stored up in your heavenly treasure chest. We need to be rich in good works, especially in a time like this. And Titus 3 and verse 8 says this. This is a trustworthy statement. "And concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men." It is a personal, daily discipline for the Christian to be doing good works for others. And I admit to you right now that technically there is no Bible verse that says you have to do good to others every single day. It doesn't say that specifically, but it does say, as we read in Galatians 6 and verse 10, that we are to do good to others, especially to those of the household of faith, as the opportunity comes to us. As we have opportunity, we're to do good to others. And who could deny that, especially in times like these, opportunities to do good to others abound? And I need to make sure that I take advantage of those opportunities as they present themselves. I need to be willing to sacrifice, to help, to encourage, to go about doing good like Jesus did, as we're told in Acts 10 and verse 38. Now is the time. Now is the time, especially right now, for me to be careful to engage in good deeds. You know, I saw something just the other day that one of our members went to the bulletin board at the place where they live, and they posted a note to all their community members. And they gave their name and their number, and basically they said, "Anybody who's living in this community, whether you know me or not, I want you to know that I'm here to help you. And if you need me to serve you in some way, to go get groceries for you, to help you get somewhere, to do anything for you, you can call me. And I will help you." And I think that's a great example of who we need to be, especially in these times, especially in light of this present distress. We need to be the ones who are out there in the world who are willing to serve. Look, this is not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. We know what the end of the world is going to look like. We read about that in the Bible. This is not that. This is not the skies being ripped open and a trumpet blaring and the dead being raised, right? This is not the end of the world. This is part of living in this world. What did Peter say to Christians in 1 Peter 4 and verse 12? Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, as though some strange thing were happening to you. Things like these happen in a world like ours. This is what it's like to live in this world. And that means that Christianity can be and should be practiced in circumstances like these. I need to do Christianity. I need to be a disciple. And I need to be a disciple right now. That's not put on hold. And maybe right now in our country, what that means is sacrifice. Maybe that means I need to be careful. And I need to listen to the authorities. And I need to make sure I self-isolate. And I don't need to be selfish going out there into the populace. Maybe right now, being a Christian and doing the right thing means isolating myself. Maybe that's what it means. And maybe, brothers and sisters, and certainly I don't think it's come to this yet, but maybe depending on what the coming days bring, that means I need to be willing to risk my health to serve others. We read in Romans 16 and verse 4 that Aquila and Priscilla risked their necks to save Paul. We need to be willing to do things like that as well, if that's what it comes to. Brothers and sisters, we need to make sure that as Christians we are busy doing good works, doing good deeds every single day. Whether that means sacrifice, whether that means help, whether that means encouragement, whatever that means. Especially in times like these. Those are four daily disciplines that will keep us spiritually healthy. That's not everything that Jesus expects from us. But these are the daily things, the things that the Bible tells us to do day in and day out. This is the showering, the brushing your teeth, the changing your clothes, the getting enough rest of Christianity. These are the daily activities in which every Christian should engage. In fact, I don't know if I could guarantee this. I don't know if this is true across the board, but I think it's often the case that when you find someone who is unhealthy in their faith, when you find someone who has strayed away, you can almost guarantee that if you looked into their daily lives, you'd see that one of those disciplines, if not all of them, are lacking. These are the things, these four daily disciplines are the things that keep us spiritually healthy day in and day out. And before I end my words this morning, I think it's important that we say this. That if there is one thing that this virus has given us, if there is one silver lining, it is this. You know, oftentimes when it comes to doing these disciplines, when it comes to reading our Bible and praying every day and giving thanks and doing good to others, in our world, in this country, in our society, the number one excuse that we give for why we can't do things like this is what? It's a four-letter word. Time. And if the virus has given us anything, it has given us time. It's given us time to be able to engage in these important spiritual activities. And so I encourage you that as we go about these coming weeks, these coming days, that we make sure that we don't just waste the time that we've been given, the extra time that we've been given, but that we would redeem the time. We would use it to keep ourselves spiritually healthy. We would use it to pray, to give thanks, to study, and to do good to others. Let's pray about that. Dear Lord our God, we know you're strong and we know you're mighty, and we pray that you'll be with us at this time. Lord, we pray that we would be careful to do what's necessary to keep ourselves spiritually healthy. That we would do day in and day out the things that you tell us to do, the disciplines in which we are supposed to engage that will keep us safe, that will strengthen us and empower us to be good disciples of yours in this world. Lord, help us to pray. Help us to give thanks. Help us to study. And show us opportunities and encourage us to do good to others that we meet. In your son's name we pray. Amen.